Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning and welcome to...
I got a new microphone and it's like so sensitive. I can talk into it from across the room and I'm like screaming, am I on?
Oh, man. So, first off...
You are who we thought you were.
Hey, welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
And Roy C. It's good
to see
you.
What is that, Kyle?
This is Bruce H., Roy G.,
my,
and H. Matt L.
Am I stick?
H sounds bad. That? H sounds bad. Used to be a... short way to talk about a bad drug.
I'm gonna take that kid
on
to court, man. You wait till I come back up there to New York.
Hey, Kyle, tell him that it's probably not the first time it's ever been
what
done.
What is that? You know,
I'm sure Roy copied somebody a long time ago.
I've never copied anybody. Trendsetter.
Hey, we're talking about all kinds of wild stuff here. Tell me if we're crazy. Okay, well, we know.
Yes.
Well, don't tell us if we're crazy.
No, we already know because you're wasting your time. We already know. And by the way, if I sound a little hoarse. We had a quad yesterday morning. I was up at 5 a.m. making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Everybody at WFAS listens to Bob talk, Wolf talk about wrestling all the time, high school wrestling.
Yeah, it was on this morning.
Well, I'm a high school coach. I've been a high school coach most of my life, and I coach wrestling and baseball still. But, you know, we had a quad, and I got like four guys out of town, three of my best wrestlers. It looked like a JV match, like half my JV, half my varsity. And I wasn't the only one that was short wrestlers, evidently, because, you know, one of our really good teams from Northern Virginia, we beat them. And we beat the other two because they didn't have a full team. But it was so nice to get that over with. We get 3 days off. You know, Tuesday is Christmas. When Christmas falls on a Tuesday, it's great for everybody involved because, A, you can't practice in public school on Sunday. I'm not making anybody come on Christmas Eve, although some coaches are stupid enough to do that. And then, of course, we're off Christmas. So we don't go back till the 26th at 9:30 a.m. to lose all that fat we ate on Christmas Day. I'm Bruce Hall.
I never had that problem.
Yeah, I know. You're thin.
Well, you're not
really thin.
I just never had to make a weight.
Well, you never wrestled, did you?
No.
You're a basketball player.
The
coach. At Falls Church, if you could chew gum and walk at the same time, you could play basketball.
Well, we were 15-0 my sophomore year. No big deal.
On JV?
No, varsity.
15-0.
15-0.
Who did you
Look
play?
Well, we actually lost to Fairfax
that
year.
So what was the score in the regional tournament when you got knocked out in the first round?
We lost to Fairfax.
What was the score?
It was at home, too.
That was it in overtime?
I don't remember.
Yeah, of course you don't.
High
school. You got squashed.
I was like 14 years ago.
I remember every swing I took in Little League and All-Stars and
really?
Against the Pirates.
Well, you got a better memory than me.
I got great long-term memory.
I went to WVU, so.
Well, exactly. You're lucky you even still have teeth.
The college kind of wiped my high school playing
golly.
Days over.
Hey, but you know,
I mean, I remember a lot of.
You went to Breaking Bad University.
did it snow in Morgantown this week?
I don't know.
I bet it did.
I remember my lacrosse more so than basketball. I mean, my basketball days were great.
Let's tell them what we were going to do. Here's what we're going to do. You can go – the Wizards, by
Listen
the way.
That segue.
Hey, the Washington –
That's professional radio
hey,
right there.
The Washington Wizards, by the way, are 3 wins, 22 losses. Impressive.
Have they lost 22 now?
They've lost 22. They got beat again last night. Two nights ago, they got beat by 36. Okay, so here's
That's
the deal.
Really good.
Here's what Roy and I are going to do. You can literally go – to a Wizards game now and buy tickets for a dollar.
If that.
Well, you might
you
not
might
even
get
have,
two for a dollar.
You might give a hustler $20 outside. He might give you 50 tickets.
We're
going to buy. Now, listen to what Roy and I are going to do. We're going to have cardboard cutouts. We're thinking about calling Fathead because Fathead's pretty cool and they'd probably do for the advertising.
They have to sponsor.
We're
so.
Thinking about getting like 30 Clay Matthews. Fathead fold-ups like cardboard and sit them down in chairs. Mm-hmm. And then Roy has a row. I have a row. Another one of Roy's buddies has a row. My son has a row. And we go watch a Wizards game with 5 real people and 50 cardboard cutouts. Now, here's what Roy and I are wondering. Are they going to let us do that? If you buy a seat, are you allowed to put a cardboard cutout in? And I say yes, because if I bought Slapshot, you know, Caps mascot,
yeah,
and put a big old Slapshot there that costs $150, they'd let him sit there.
Can you do that? Can you do that, though? I mean, can you take up empty seats? I mean, I guess you can buy the ticket.
No. We'd buy the tickets.
Right.
They're
if you buy the
50
ticket,
cents.
You can do that. And but
they're 50.
The thing that we're
cents.
Wondering is if we bring like you said, Slapshot. Ted Leon says he owns
put,
the Capitals.
We were
well,
going to put bags over some of their heads.
Yeah, bags. Like, are you allowed to? Because I know that at some stadiums you weren't allowed to even bring signs in.
Yeah, well, signs
and
are
we're
different.
Talking, we're talking,
they're
that
a
was
little,
the NFL. That was them trying to say that they were a safety issue.
They're
the
like,
corners.
Yeah.
Well, blow-up dolls, I feel like that's
that
a little
that
bit
was,
of a safety
no, no,
issue.
That was Daniel
we're
Snyder
not, we're
saying,
not doing
please
blow-up
don't.
Dolls.
We're not doing blow-up dolls
we're doing cardboard.
Oh, cardboard.
Cardboard guys.
Okay.
I just
that's probably less of a fire hazard.
Oh,
blow-up doll.
Absolutely. Well, I mean,
I
have you ever set a
blow-up doll
on fire?
I don't know anything about blow-up dolls.
Hey, listen,
but
if you want to chime in, because we're really serious about this.
We're dead serious.
I mean, I know you don't have that problem in Madison Square Garden or in Brooklyn.
Or at the Barclays Center.
But we have that problem.
Which,
here.
By the way, Bruce, you can call in for that, too. 240-317-7294.
Let us know who
should we be new fans of?
Nets
or Knicks.
I like Oklahoma City, but
I'll
take
OKC.
Whoever Roy doesn't take.
I love OKC.
If Roy takes the Knicks, I'll take the Nets.
I've had so many tweets. I put this on Twitter, and people were telling me. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be Knicks all day. I've been getting Nets. It's
Dude,
Brooklyn,
let me tell
Brooklyn,
you.
BK,
hey,
BK.
Brooklyn is the new Manhattan.
Which?
Kinda.
You know,
I mean, I don't want to get way far out there. My daughter lives in Brooklyn, Aaron.
Did you have those BK Knights, the shoes?
No.
I'm dead serious.
Are they cool?
That's not funny. I had them. Yeah, they were awesome.
You fell for it?
What do you mean fell for it? I fell for style.
You were that kid.
That was awesome. I had LA Lights, too, though.
Well, look, you're listening to Bruce Allen. Hey, can we talk about – you want to pull up NCAA basketball for me real quick?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
You know, evidently, yesterday, while I was napping – God, I slept for like 3 hours in the afternoon, and then I couldn't go to sleep at night, and then I forced myself to go to sleep and ended up...
What do you punch yourself in the head?
No,
what do you mean
I just turn the fan on. It puts me to sleep. And then...
Now we know. Just bring a fan in here. There is a fan. We got the heater on. Is that going
to
affect you?
I'll tell you what. The NFL is going to be crazy today, and we can't wait to get on it. There's some lousy games, but there are some playoff games today. There are some games today. The Giants are in a game that could have very well been a Super Bowl game last year. The Ravens and the Giants.
Well, I had the Ravens going to the Super Bowl this year.
And they're playing. Well, you know, I like the Giants.
It's still going to happen.
Hey, look, I picked the Giants to win the East. I don't know that they're going to do that now. It doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to win today. We're going to talk about
that
later.
What are they thinking, making us look bad, though? You know? We should write a letter.
They're out of their minds.
We should write a very strongly worded
letter. John Mayer's mad at me, so he told everybody, every time I release the Giants now to the people that are, you know, mm-hmm. with my service, John Mayer goes, hey, you know, I don't like this guy Bruce Hall. Okay? You guys lose, okay? Because mm-hmm. he released the Giants today.
Speaking of... people talking about things like that, I guess that would be the good segue. Adam Scheffner, he came out and
that.
He said that the virtual world is all but certainly projecting that Tebow's going to Jacksonville. You know who started that? This guy started that. Came out on Tuesday. That's like at least 12 days ago. And said that it makes perfect sense for Tebow to go to Jacksonville.
He's got to go to Jacksonville.
He's the sheep. It's the sheep.
You know what? You know? Did you see the tweet I sent nationwide, basically? Well, to all of my followers,
nationwide.
And then they sent it
nationwide.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. On AM 1230, WFAS.
Here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Okay, people. So
we're back.
240-317-7294.
Tell us what to do. Tell us what to do, and tell us if you think it's crazy to do what we're talking about doing. I figure, you know, even if we get thrown in jail, what are you guys in for? We brought cardboard cutouts of Clay Matthews to a Wizards game.
I think
game.
It's hilarious. But, and then also, don't forget to chime in, Knicks or Nets.
Yeah, got to be Knicks or Nets. Let me know. Look, and you know what? You take the Knicks.
Knicks?
I got to go with Brooklyn. My daughter would be so mad if I didn't.
Oh, your daughter does live in Brooklyn?
Yeah, she lives in
Brooklyn. Well, you know, I've been throwing it out on Twitter and Facebook all day, so I'm going to let the people decide.
All right, let's talk about the NCAA basketball real quick.
Well, the big dog Syracuse goes down.
That's bad.
Seemingly a week after number one Indiana went down.
And you're in here real soon, I guess next week sometime. West Virginia's playing in Yankee Stadium, right?
Pinstripe Bowl against Syracuse.
That's going to be a hell of a game.
We got to get our boy.
Now that's going to be filled up.
We got to get our boy Alex Klein on here to talk about
it. Yes,
that.
We do.
Speaking of Alex Klein, congratulations to him. He got the Forbes 30 under 30 sports people of the year.
Did he really? That's great.
So congratulations to that. That's awesome, buddy.
Congratulations, Alex. You got to come back on the show and talk to us about all these kids.
He'll be back on. I sent him an email.
Somebody just
week.
Decided where they were going to school yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, the guy, he's going to Duke. It's the number two guy in the country.
Wow.
So
what a surprise, Duke.
Yeah.
You think, how long do you think Coach K will coach? Till he's 80, 90?
He's young.
Yeah, he's 67.
Yeah, well, that's young compared to, you know, some of the. I mean, you look at Beeline.
I thought you were going to say Beetlejuice.
Not Beeline. Like, Roy Williams is older.
Yeah, he's a little bit older. He's probably 70.
The guy at Syracuse, what's his name? Boeheim.
Jimmy Boeheim.
He's older.
He looks the same. He's just getting gray.
Knight would be still coaching.
He got his 900. Congratulations, Jimmy Boeheim. 900 wins at Syracuse.
Knight would still be coaching if you know, he didn't throw so many chairs.
Well, you
know. He got ran out of Texas Tech. Didn't he choke somebody at practice or something like that?
I think he did a few
things. And then the four-letter network saw that, and they're like, he's perfect. He'll do whatever we say.
He's perfect. They love him. They absolutely love him.
Yeah.
Well,
but Syracuse goes down 79-83 to Temple, right, who for now is a Big East school until the Big East completely implodes. Arizona beat ETSU.
East Tennessee.
Is that who that is?
Eastern Tennessee.
I don't know.
East Tennessee State University.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I know that's just right next to the Smokies.
Louisville rolls over Western Kentucky.
Big surprise there.
Kansas beats.
And the Hilltop, what was the score of that game? Because Hilltoppers.
78-55.
Well, the Hilltoppers aren't that good this year, I guess.
Well, Louisville's a good team. Number five in the country.
But the Hilltoppers are usually in the tournament.
Kansas Jayhawks, Big 12 stand up. They beat number seven, Ohio State. So that was
a big game.
If you want to call that an upset, because it's 9 beating 7 and over Ohio State. So
wasn't an upset.
But Florida lost to Kansas State. That's an upset for
That's
you.
A big
Florida
upset.
Number 8, Kansas State unranked, Big 12 stand up. 67-61.
Billy always gets better at the end of the year.
And then Missouri.
What's the score of that game?
Slight upset there. That's number 12 over number 10. That's 82-73 over Illinois. The Fighting Illini.
I'm sitting here breaking down the NFL games right now. I haven't sent the national handicap. I got to send it before 12:30 Eastern time.
I guess one more upset before you
that. Give me the other
San
one.
San Diego State beat New Mexico, number 16 in the country.
Well, New Mexico, were they undefeated?
They were. Yes.
Yeah.
They're 12-0, 7-0 in conference.
Well, you know, it's all shaken up. Now, do we want to talk about NCAA football?
These
bowl games are unbelievable, because if you're 6-6, you're in a bowl game. Yeah. I know my East Carolina Pirates blew one yesterday. I heard all about it on Twitter from all people in my service. Thanks a lot, Bruce. I said, I never released the Pirates. They go, yeah, but we played them because we know you went there. I said, that doesn't make me stupid.
That is terrible.
I don't even play East Carolina. I play against them this year.
Yeah, ECU, they're really good.
They're either you know, they can beat up average teams sometimes because they can score a lot of points.
Well, people see those hyphenated college names and they think that they're not any good. Louisiana Lafayette, that was a good football team.
So is Louisiana Monroe.
They're good too.
Let's talk about the NCAA. Do you have the bowl games up?
I have the ones who have been played. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just break them down. What's the first? There's only five scores.
Well,
I think.
Arizona beat Nevada.
That was a good game.
15th. That was a couple weeks ago. And Aaron Hill.
That was a good game.
Or Austin Hill. I'm sorry. Austin Hill is one of my best friends' brothers-in-law.
He had
a good game there. Toledo got blown out by Utah State in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. BYU blew out San Diego State in the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl.
Jesus, that's
like
the point.
How long is that?
Well, it's just the poinsettia Poinsettias don't have any money, so they got to go get somebody with
you
money.
You get blown out in a bowl that has your name in it.
Well,
that's,
you know,
great.
What? I hate it that poinsettias are broke. That's ridiculous.
Well, they got enough money to buy a bowl.
No, I'm talking about poinsettias. The guy, the big long name before that are the people with the money. Never mind.
Poinsettias really invested in real estate in 2008. Yeah. A lot. They really got poor.
All right, go ahead.
That.
What's the next
one? All right, in the Beef O'Brady's Bowl,
now,
St.
See,
Petersburg.
There's a Beef O'Brady's in Ashburn.
What is that? What is that? University
Beef
of Central
O'Brady's
Florida.
Is a place to eat. It's a chain.
University of Central Florida, 38-17 over Ball State. East Carolina, your Pirates go down to Louisiana Lafayette, who's a good football team, and everyone was sleeping on them apparently. And they lost in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. That's a big one.
Whatever that is.
That's a shame. That trophy would have looked good. Boise State beat Washington in a barn burner, 28-26 in the Mako Bowl, Las Vegas. That's actually, no, that bowl only has four words in it, so that's a big-time bowl.
No, that is a big, well, it's in Vegas.
The Sheraton, Hawaii Bowl.
Sheraton. Jesus.
Is that a hotel or something?
No, yeah. Well, you've never stayed there, obviously.
Sheraton?
Go ahead.
Well, that's Monday. That's the next bowl game.
All right. Well, let's not even talk about any more bowl games. Let's get to the NFL.
And that's SMU. Good to see SMU back at a bowl.
Yeah.
They used to be a powerhouse.
Well, you know what? June Jones was there for a while. And then he went to Hawaii. And I don't know where he is now. He might even still, you know what? He might have gone to Hawaii, left, and gone back to SMU.
I don't know. I don't follow SMU. But, they were a powerhouse back in the day. They were college football at a point. You know, they were always in contention. And I mean, it was a very small point, but yeah, it's good to see them back in a bowl game.
Yes,
at
it
six
is.
And six.
And if you didn't guess it, listening to our music today, when we get off the air,
we got another vote
breaks.
For the Knicks. So we got a couple votes for Brooklyn. We got a couple votes for Knicks. A new one, Knicks, just came in on Twitter.
This is our holiday show. This is we won't be talking to you again until actually I'll do my update on tomorrow on. Christmas Eve in the morning, and it'll be on all day, but we won't be back on the air until next weekend. Now, where are you going to be? What day is the 29th on, Roy?
29th. Now you're asking
Is that
so many
Saturday?
Questions.
It might be a Saturday.
Saturday. What's 29? Today? It's
yeah, it is. No,
7.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
So you're going to be
Friday.
Up there. You're going to be up
Friday.
There. Did you get a press pass?
Pinstripe? Yeah, I'll be at Pinstripe.
All right,
I'm
good.
Also going to be at, on Thursday, I'm going to be at the Military Bowl to RFK.
That's the one that's going to be a little weird.
Got four tickets for that one.
Who is that?
San Jose State and Bowling Green.
That'll be a good game. It just won't be any fans there except DC fans.
Yeah, well, I'm more going to see like the troops are having a bunch
Absolutely.
Of like aircraft, you know, like stuff like
They're
that.
They're doing something at
stuff.
The Armory. The Armory's right next door.
It's going to be real cool.
I just hope the weather's nice. I hope, you know, we don't get rain.
Lots
or
of troops.
Like that.
It's for the troops. It benefits the USL.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Absolutely. Let's go to these NFL matchups. We're going to start with Indianapolis, Kansas City. Oh, there's a good game. Kansas City is so bad. They lost to the Raiders last weekend 15-0. Let me repeat that. Because I don't think anybody that's listening to this believes what I just said. Kansas City, who's been through pure hell this year from a standpoint of their players, you know, who their administrators are, and then they have a murder-suicide.
Yeah.
I mean, just the worst year you could possibly believe. They lose 15-0 to one of the biggest struggling teams with no talent, the Oakland Raiders. So
they did lose the Raiders, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Indianapolis.
I didn't know that because I didn't remember that the game existed.
Now, Indianapolis right now is in the playoffs.
Yeah, they would be.
And they need to beat Kansas City. They're 7-point favorites. You got Andrew Luck. You know, performing his magic like he always does. I mean, the thing about Andrew Luck, he's made a lot of mistakes this year, but they really do put a lot on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, they rely on him to move the team. Now, Reggie Wayne needs 3 catches to get to 100 for, I don't know, his 10th season or something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie Wayne must be moving past all kinds of people in career receptions. But, you know, he doesn't ask Reggie to do much. Reggie, you know, he gets doubled a lot, but he runs intermediate patterns, catches the ball. He's more of a control guy. They look for him for the first down. And you know what? They've gotten some really good results out of a couple of running backs they've got that are, you know, rookies. They've had guys go down, but guys have stepped up. There's a guy named Bullard. It's unbelievable. Or Ballard is his name.
Ballard, yeah.
He's remarkable. And he's got power. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the Redskin guy, the rookie.
Alfred Morris?
Alfred Morris from Florida International,
yep.
Who played for, talk about an old guy. I can say that because I'm old. Mm-hmm. Howard Schnellenberger. He's got to be 80.
See, I don't know that name.
He play, he's the
that's
head.
That's how old he is.
He was the University of Miami head coach in the 70s and early 80s before Jimmy Johnson became University of Miami coach, then on to go to the Cowboys. But Howard Schnellenberger, excuse me, is such a good coach that, you know, he's still coaching college football and he's turning out studs. Mm-hmm. This guy was a 7th-round draft choice. It was the sixth or seventh round draft choice. He's got 1,300 yards almost. Yeah. And there's two games left. And believe me, he's going to get the ball 15, 20 times today in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to do that. Robert Griffin's starting. But
we'll
anyway,
talk about that game in a little bit.
Do you like Indianapolis in this game?
Well, because I'm glad that you asked, Bruce. Play the music.
Oh, my God. What a good guess.
Yes, I love this game. This is my straight cash homie. Not
talk,
only.
Talk to me.
They get their coach back on Monday pending a blood test. So they're crazy about this game.
Real quick before I forget, because I'm old.
Okay.
Remember last week when I told you Randy Moss would catch touchdown pass?
He did. Yeah.
He caught a touchdown.
I saw that. I was watching. I was like,
he was all smoked up, and you know.
See, I hate that when Bruce was like, "I started to do this,"
yeah,
and then it happens.
I was on
I'm
Twitter
like,
immediately.
Darn it!
Keep doing your Indianapolis routine.
So yeah, they get their coach back on Monday, pending a blood test. And what you're talking about, this is a team that went 2-14 last year, and now all of a sudden they're top 10 in the league in yards per game and passing yards per game. That hey, that's why you drafted Andrew Luck. That's why you got this guy. That's why you handed over the ropes. Andrew Luck, he's turning the ball over, but these are just growing pains.
They get it back.
These are growing pains,
They get it back. You know, that team believes.
They still have a good pass rush. It's not a great pass rush,
But they got two all pros that can rush the passer.
And that's what that defense was built to do, was to play with a lead.
For Peyton.
And Luck offers that again. So
he's having a lot better rookie year than Peyton.
This was by far the shortest write up for a straight cash homie play that I've ever done on my website. I said this is it. Number one top play: Indianapolis Colts -7 over the Kansas City Chiefs. One sentence: there couldn't be two teams going in further directions. That's it. That's all I wrote. Kansas City Chiefs are playing like one of the worst teams in the league, if not the worst team in the league. They're fighting Jacksonville off for that one, and Indianapolis Colts, like you said, find themselves in a playoff hunt.
Do me a favor, pull up the weather on that if you get a chance, because I'm gonna go out on a limb here.
It's partly sunny, windy, 10 to 15 mile an hour winds,
a little windy,
28 degrees.
Well, here's the problem with the total here. I love the total here, but here's the problem with the total. You're relying on Brady Quinn to score two touchdowns.
Who hasn't looked very bad, by the way.
Not lately.
The rest of the team seems to just be crap. But, I mean, Brady Quinn doesn't look good enough, and the team is not anything good enough to compete with this Colts team that's on a mission. Like I said, they're getting their coach back on Monday. They're gonna be hyped.
Well, if you like Indy for a homie, I'm gonna jump on it too for 3 stars, because I started liking it the more I looked at it, because I think Kansas City's mailed it in anyway.
And Colts have something to play for.
How do you get shut out 15-0?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Everyone dead.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Another vote for the Knicks just came through.
You know what? I got a feeling because of where FAS's signal goes out, we're going to get a lot of Knicks votes. Because it is Westchester.
Another Knicks just came through.
It's a little closer.
So we'll see.
Getting to the garden. You know?
I mean, I like the Brooklyn uniforms. I really like them.
I can't wait to get back up there. Oh, by the way, I want to say happy holidays to Marty Sheehan. He is the main man up there at WFAS and gave Roy and I a shot here. And
thank you very much.
It's working out great. And we hope so. Marty's one of my best friends, and I miss him. I wish I could see him more often, and I'm going to get up there and see you, Marty. I promise. I know you're listening because you listen every week. And, when I go up there, I have the best time.
Yeah.
Because I love that area. It's just such a beautiful area.
I got my Boulders sweatshirt on right now. So go Boulders.
That's right. For spring, I got a kid that's going to be.
That's not even a radio lie. I'm actually wearing my Boulders sweatshirt.
One of my former baseball players is going to try out. Is going to try out for the Boulders this year.
Very cool. And Kyle. I guess we got to thank Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Kyle's one of my buddies.
Kyle's
great, man. We go
he
up
stole
there.
My thing, but
oh, he did cool. steal your thing.
He tweeted me.
There's 8 billion people.
He tweeted me
that.
And said that the producer told him to go with it because his last name's so unpronounceable.
I don't blame you.
But that's okay.
We can pronounce
cool
it.
Cool with it.
Thank you, Kyle Kachorik.
Yeah, why? Yeah, Roy G. Your name's Edwards.
Kachorik.
Edwards would be good.
Kachorik.
Kachorik. I love that name. Anyway,
but thank you, Kyle, for being there almost every
and
weekend.
Thanks to everybody else. Thanks, Chris. everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Thank you. The whole WFAS.
You know what? That's
there.
A great. And listen, how about Bob Wolf, the gentleman who comes on, does a show before us. You know, I don't even want to say how.
He's on at 9 now.
He has been on. He's been in radio for a long time.
I listen to him on his way up.
And
here.
What I love the most about it is he's always interviewing high school wrestlers, and that's what I coach high school wrestling. I was a high school wrestler. I was a college wrestler. I'm a high school wrestling coach. It's fun. It's fun to listen to his interviews. I mean, basically, I'm sitting here trying to read, and I listen to Bob, which, you know, is a good thing. All right, so we're taking Indy. And you took him as your straight cash homie bet. Let's go to this next game. Let's not spend too much on. Big game in Philadelphia. Washington is a 6.5-point favorite. In Philadelphia, now they destroyed the Eagles, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
31-6.
Now you got a
but that was it. That was at home, and Robert Griffin had a perfect passer rating.
At least still got a pretty darn good passer rating. And that was Michael Vick. This is Nick Foles.
It was Nick Foles when we beat him 31-6.
Foles,
yeah. Vick's been out for a while.
Vick was out the game before.
But
is that
Foles
what it was?
Is getting better slowly. And I told Roy, we were talking about this, in my opinion, this is a trap game. Because It's a trap.
Yes, it is.
When has Washington ever been a 6.5-point favorite in Philadelphia? I'll tell you when. 1990 and 91 was the last time they were favored by that many points.
Although there has been a bunch of buses that have been getting together rallying around the D.C. area that are shipping large amounts of Redskins fans up there. So let's say the Redskins hop out in front like it happened last time. Then
the magistrate will be busy.
Who's going to boo? Who's going to boo?
It isn't
going
to matter.
There'll be two groups of fans against the Eagles. That'll be their own fans and the Redskins fans.
But the real physical toughness will be in the stands.
What I don't understand.
That's where it's going to be happening. People are going to be fighting. People are going to be going to jail. What do they call that place in Philly?
Oh, I don't know.
The stadium.
There was veteran, but that's an old one.
This would be the best game to just turn the cameras around and just face the cameras towards.
Robert Griffin's a draw. Yeah. And by the way, they just found out that he just set a record for jerseys.
One selling jersey.
What
of all
a
time.
Surprise!
But they've only been keeping track for 6 years, so it's not really that.
Well,
big
that's
a deal.
Still pretty damn good for a Redskin to be leading. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean he's a very lovable guy. But the thing that I don't understand here, is why is LeSean McCoy playing? I don't understand that. Can you give me one good...
They have to act like they're trying to win.
But there's two games left in the season. You're out of the playoffs, and you're forcing a guy back who had a concussion injury.
Can I tell you what?
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Let him play. He'll be out in the first quarter.
Why? Somebody, so that's what I don't understand.
You don't think London,
why would you,
you don't
do
think
that?
London Fletcher, with his concussion, is going to try to out-concuss McCoy?
There's a difference there.
London Fletcher has a concussion.
The Redskins are playing people with injuries because they're in a playoff hunt. The Eagles are out. There is no possible way that they can win the division, anything like that.
Well,
if you're resting,
not even playing for their coaches.
This is a franchise guy that you're sending out there who has a concussion issue. He just missed 2 games due to a concussion, so you know it's serious.
I agree.
And now you're going to send him out there for why? NFC rivalry game that nobody even really considers a rivalry?
Roy, if you let me answer you, I'll tell you.
All right.
Let me give you a scenario. Andy's leaving.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, so listen.
Everyone can agree on that,
right? Listen to what I'm saying. What difference does it make? He's going to throw everybody out there. He doesn't care.
Well, that's...
I'm just telling you.
The NFL says they care about players.
Yeah, but it's not Andy. You know who it is? It's the damn trainers. They shouldn't be putting him out
well,
there.
Well, Bryce Brown,
He fumbles every other carry.
The last 2 weeks he hasn't had very good games.
He fumbles about every 10th carry.
But the two games before that, he looked good. And now you're talking about, like I said, it doesn't matter. If the Eagles rally and win, it doesn't matter.
Jeremy Maclin
It's not even like you can right, put the Redskins right,
boy,
out of the playoffs.
Boy, I don't even like to talk about the Eagles you know what I mean? That much. You're talking too much about the Eagles. The Eagles suck.
I'm just saying.
They're firing one of the best coaches in football because his owner, before the season even started, said 8-8's not good enough. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Well, you know,
you just fired your coach there, buddy.
9-7 won the Super Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's not 8-8.
Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie Maybe or whatever the hell your name is. Yeah. I don't even like him either.
No,
you,
we
know,
agree.
You know, it's really easy to hate the Eagles and hate the Cowboys. It's so easy to hate them. Hey, we talked about this. Matt pointed this out. Last week, the gentleman who unfortunately drove his car off the road and inadvertently killed his best friend from college and his best friend ever. What's the young man's name that did it?
Josh.
Josh Brent.
Josh Brent. Was on the sidelines for the game last week.
Yeah.
How stupid was that? When I saw the cameras on this kid, I thought to myself, Jerry Jones, you dropped the ball, you idiot.
That was my first reaction.
That is Jerry's call. Now, it's not the head coach's call. It's Jerry's call. Would you have done that?
My first reaction, like we were talking about, was and when I first saw the article, I didn't watch the game. I didn't watch the game. But I saw the article, and it said that he was on there. I saw the pictures and everything like that. My first reaction was, what the heck is this guy doing on the sideline? After I've had a couple days and a couple, you know, time to digest it, is this kid, his whole life is football. His whole family is this team. And this is a tragedy that has happened to him, too. You know, he was obliterated when he got behind the wheel of the car. So he may or may not even remember getting behind the car. So imagine waking up the next day. What the heck happened? Oh, my gosh, I'm in jail. I just killed my best friend. What do you need? You need family. You need people around you
and
to pick you up.
And he had that all week.
Now, going to the game and being on TV, maybe not. Maybe not have him on the sideline. Maybe have him in a box somewhere.
Exactly. Somewhere. In Jerry's box.
Yeah. But, he needs to have people around him because this is a hard time for him, too.
That's a diversion, though.
But that sideline.
That is such a terrible, terrible thing for the team. And look what they did. They win. They won. I'm surprised they won.
I mean, it's a tough thing to say, would I have done it or would I have not have done it? Because it's a sensitive issue.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's talk a little bit more about this game. We talked about Alfred Morris. He's got 1,322 yards, 9 touchdowns. He may break Clinton Portis's Redskin record here in the next week or two.
A lot of people don't even know that.
The Eagles' defense has been anything but stellar this season. Last week at home, Cincinnati beat him by 21 points. I loved the Eagles in a trap game here until I thought about how bad they looked.
It looks terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on this game. If I do anything, I'd probably take the Eagles and the points.
Yeah.
I would not take the Redskins -6.5. Mm-hmm. But everybody in the country seems to be on the Redskins. So maybe they're not. Let's go to the next game. I don't even think about this.
I'm with you there.
Hey, Jets San Diego. If the Jets don't win this game, they really did quit. Because San Diego quit last week.
I got off the Jets. I had the Jets last week, too.
I had them last week, and Sanchez throws 4 picks that should have been
5
points.
Total turnovers.
Should have been points. They should have won by 20 points.
And now they're starting the third-string quarterback.
Instead of...
you don't want Tebow.
Instead of...
Why would you want that? Why would you want a guy who took a team to the playoffs last year? You don't want that.
Why would you give Tim Tebow the ball and let him win?
Stupid.
Why would you do that?
You know why? It's because the Jets organization watches too much HBO and ESPN, and they think that everything's about ratings, and everything's about, you gotta pay attention to the bigwigs, and all the bigwigs are saying, don't play Tebow. Oh, we gotta listen to him, because apparently we screwed up in the beginning by getting Tebow. They're caught up in so much media attention, and so much in the media hype, and the media saying bench Tebow.
Hey,
so that's what they're going to do. They're going to bench Tebow.
Tannenbaum, the general manager,
so
and Rex, neither one of them is a big picture guy.
The whole Jets organization.
There's talk about Tannenbaum just being relocated to a different job in the Jets organization because they like the guy. He's been with them for a long time. He's been in football, but he dropped the ball. Look at their daggone roster. It's horrible.
McElroy was what, a 6th-round, 7th-round pick?
McElroy has never won anywhere.
Well, he's
except
Alabama.
Yeah, but he was like an air. He was an NFL quarterback.
He was a Jason Campbell in college. He handed the ball off to a pretty good backfield.
I would say so, but he's not as big and as powerful and as tough as Jason Campbell.
Well, Jason Campbell's a poo-poo quarterback.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Try to make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Should the Jets be starting Tim Tebow today? 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Should the Jets be starting Tim Tebow today, not Greg McElroy?
You know, they should have been starting Tim Tebow 6 games ago, 8 games ago.
And Chris, from the scorecard, you call in because you're a Jets fan, aren't you?
Yes, he is.
You call in. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm calling you out.
He's doing the production for his show right now. Hey, listen, you know, we talked about this. Why would you get a guy like Tebow? It was almost like they were controlling him.
Look, I loved the decision to go get Tebow. I still like the decision to go get Tebow.
I didn't like him playing in New York because I knew there'd be that Sanchez.
But why didn't you? You went out and you got him. You sat through all the media vomit, and then you didn't play him. You played him in a Wildcat, and then you let Sanchez run around and throw interceptions.
Well, it's like last week he runs for 13 yards and they take him out.
You go get him and you preach ball control. And then you still let Sanchez throw downfield, throw little lollipops. What are you doing?
That offense was so dysfunctional, they should have run just an option.
The reason why Tebow worked in Denver is the reason why Fox is such a good coach. And because, I'm serious.
I know, but I disagree
I'm serious.
With that.
Look, Fox, he had his quarterback. He said, you know what? What are you good at? This is what you're good at. This is a system you ran to perfection in college. A lot of people called you the greatest college football player ever. So you know what? We're going to put that system in, and you're going to see what you can do. And then you know what happened?
Yeah,
less than a year later...
They went to the damn playoffs.
And then less than a year later, they bring in Peyton Manning, and they do the exact same thing.
We got a caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello, you're on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Hey, what's going on?
Chris, yes. I knew he would call. I just had to call him out. Tebow, should he be starting today over your boy?
Of course you should, because that would be way more entertaining to watch.
Yeah, you might actually score a couple of touchdowns. Jesus.
Well, I'm not a Jets fan, though. I'm a Giants fan. So I want to see Roy get confused easily.
I thought you had – is your roommate a Jets fan or something like that? Don't you have a bunch of Jets stuff hanging up in your house?
No. No, I read one of our intern at the scorecard over there.
Did Roy break into the wrong house or something?
I've never been to his house. I've never been to his house.
Roy's a scatterbrained 27-year-old I've ever thought. Hey, let me ask you a question, Chris, while I got you on the phone. How disappointing was it this past week? Because you got to understand, I released the Jets. You know that, right? And we talked last week, and I told you I'm all over the Jets. There's no way they lose this game. He couldn't have scripted it any better,
I mean, it's terrible,
or any worse than to throw all those picks deep in that territory. It was one of the stupidest. What was he doing? He looked like a high school quarterback, a bad high school quarterback.
He ruined his career this year. He looked like me trying to play flag football. I get all nervous when I get the ball, and then I just throw it anywhere.
Do you think Ava Longoria had anything to do with that? Do you think she destroyed his masculinity to the point where he literally has no testicles anymore?
I don't know about his testicles, but I mean, I know.
I thought you were a Jets fan.
I thought you were a Jets fan.
All I know is that Tim Tebow should be playing this week, but he's going to be on Jacksonville next year, so we'll finally get to watch him play again.
You've been reading my tweets. I said Jacksonville.
Now listen, Roy and I said before the season even started, and when they were talking about that, that Tebow had to go to Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. There was no way he wasn't going to go to Jacksonville. He's from that area. He'll fill that place up. And what happens? A Muslim buys the team. Mm. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. The guy's a billionaire. But my point is, who is one of the biggest Christians in the world? Tim Tebow.
Yeah, true. And I mean, when you're Jesus on your side, you're not going to lose football games.
Well, that's right. And you think you'd win the football game before Christmas? I think so.
Chris, let me tell you something. On NFL Network earlier this year, not long ago, like 2-3 weeks ago, there was a guy on there that had played in Denver. I can't remember who he is. He's a defensive back, not Champ Bailey, but one of the other guys. And he was saying on the air, literally, we won because Tim Tebow was our quarterback. That's all he said. He said, buddy, let me tell you. He said, Tebow and the man did all of that. And the guys that were interviewing were going, wait a minute, you think you bought into that stuff? He goes, are you kidding me? I was praying. I was doing everything, and we kept winning games. And I'm going to tell you, that right there is so powerful in itself. You know?
Yeah. Only the Jets to come out and make Tim Tebow say something negative about anyone.
Did he come out? What did he say?
He was like, I'm disappointed with the season, and I wanted to start. I guess when they announced McElroy was going to be the start, I wanted to start, and then they said they were going to trade him. That's like the most negative thing Tim Tebow's ever said in his life.
Yeah, he is pretty. Yeah, he was pretty down.
He's a great kid, too, and to waste that much ability, period, is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I just don't understand.
You know what? Do you remember when we talked about how Sporting News last year had their top, 200 or top 100 players of all time in NCAA history?
Yeah, Tebow's number one.
Sammy Ball was number two. Tebow was number one.
Let's not start that guy, though. Let's start Greg McElroy. Yeah, let's start. The sixth-round draft pick.
In my opinion,
Brady was a sixth-round draft pick.
Yeah, well, Tom.
Yeah, Brady cheats, too.
Are you comparing Tom Brady to Greg McElroy?
If you had somebody on another frequency telling you what the defense is doing up until the snap of the ball, you'd be a pretty good quarterback, too.
That's a good point.
You got to read the book.
I think Sanchez was supposed to be great this year under the pressure of having Tebow behind him, because last year with Mark Brunell was never going to be put in the game, so he had no pressure.
Hey, Sanchez white boogers on Mark Brunell.
Hey, let me tell you.
That's a fact. You can YouTube that.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, I mean,
respect for that guy. He's a great Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback, just like Tebow will be someday.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Chris? What was the deal with Ava Longoria? Did she just dump him?
I think so.
We need your New York gossip.
She's like 46 years old, and she dumped this young honey.
He throws four interceptions in one game, all right? That's dumpable.
He must be just as bad an oversized king bad as he is on the football
field.
Well,
not only was Sanchez hurting his own stock value, he was bringing Eva down with him,
He's not even going to be the starting quarterback next year.
Exactly. Eva can't do that. You're right. Yeah, Eva can't date a backup.
So Tebow's gone. McElroy, if I'm not mistaken, he's signed for another year or two.
Who cares?
So what are they just going to do? Sanchez is just going to hang out, I guess, huh?
Michael Vick. That's who
they're here. Oh, hey, you want to say, stay on the line, Chris. We're gonna do a couple of games. You want to stay on the line?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here you go. Carolina, Oakland. Matt, or
Chris.
Big, not Matt. Chris. I'm talking Matt.
Matt. Hit the music. There we go.
Come on, man. I can't do anything without hearing
many names.
That sound. That's my straight cash. Uh-huh. Carolina -8.5. That's my play of the day. Oakland sucks. I don't care that they shut out Kansas City. They're pathetic. They can't beat anybody. Carolina is going. They're getting better every week.
Cam Newton.
Randy likes them. If Randy likes them, I'm on them.
I hate Carolina.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Let's come on, say it.
The Panthers are at home. I have them rated as a straight okay play. I got Oakland as one of my three suck teams in the league. They're going to win this game by 14 to 20 points. If Oakland stays close, what I would do is hedge the over. The over's 48.5. Roy, you like the over?
I love the over.
I like the over,
this
too.
This is my only over-under play.
I'm playing Carolina straight up, -8.5 for 5 stars. I love this game, but I'm taking the over as a hedge for 3.
You're lucky that Chris is online, because I will not say a single good thing about the Panthers because I hate them.
Chris, do you like anybody in this game? You're going with who?
I would go with the Panthers. Cam Newton is starting to put up those 40-point fantasy weeks again.
No, I totally agree with you. Hey, and let me just tell you something. Don't think he isn't in 20 fantasy leagues either.
I can't stand Cam Newton.
I'm taking him anyway. Matt, let's go to the next game. This is the big game of the day in the AFC, pretty much. Cincinnati-Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati is getting 3.5. They're in Pittsburgh. They're the better team, but they haven't, you know, this kid's never beaten Pittsburgh or the Ravens in 8 tries.
Well, this is a team formerly known as the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is not the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, it's not the Pittsburgh Steelers, but are you going to take Cincinnati plus 3.5?
Absolutely. Give me it.
All right, well, you can have them.
I don't think it's one of my top plays, but I picked them.
Andy Dalton's 0-8 against the Steelers and Ravens combined, 0-4 against both of them. I got a pass on this game. I can't see it. And let me tell you what came out. Did you read, Chris, about Todd Haley, another cheater, by the way, documented cheater from New England? He was their quarterback coach back then. Matter of fact, he was Matt Castle's guy.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, you know, he and Ben aren't getting along. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you the guy ain't even a good quarterback coach. And
he's a hell of a cheater, though.
Look, everybody in New England wins. That's documented. And the league's not going to do anything about it because they've won 3 rings.
More selling jerseys.
Cheating. Yeah, exactly. And Tom Brady, you know, I mean, maybe Brady will write a book one day. I doubt it. But you know what I like about this game? This is another New England guy. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, law firm.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's rushed for almost 1,100 yards this year.
Cincy.
Chris, did you take him? What round would you have taken Ben Jarvis Green Ellis in this year?
I don't think I would have ever taken him.
I agree, buddy. I mean, he's
too many running backs.
He's looked great. He's looked great this year in Cincinnati, but I wouldn't have drafted him. I didn't draft him. I'm in 4 leagues and I didn't draft the guy.
Great, great. There was a great interview this week with A.J. Green on NFL Network. This guy's caught 85 passes, 1,208 yards, 11 touchdowns. He's a stud. Yeah. You know, he gets doubled every play. He's a lot like Megatron. Not as big and physical.
No, he's a little
He's
guy.
Probably he's 15 fast. Pounds. God, he's so
He'll
quick.
He'll take the top off.
He's so damn quick.
No,
you know what?
There.
I'm going to pass on this game. I'm just scared. Every time I go against Pittsburgh, I lose.
But, Chris.
I just do.
So, Chris, who you got? Cincinnati, Pittsburgh?
I would take 10.5. I'm taking Cincinnati.
Cincinnati?
I like them, too, but I'm not taking them. I just can't do it. They're just those damn Steelers.
I got Cincinnati.
You know what? You know what might talk me into a 3-star play here? That hook. Or if they go to 4. If they go to 4, I'll probably take them. 3.5 is a bitch.
What I'm doing is I'm copying everything this guy Rick in my Pick'em League did last week because he went 15 for 16 with the spread last
week. Well, it's half decent.
I feel like that's unheard of.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We need that guy on. Yeah, have him call on, Chris.
Yeah. Have him text me. No, we're doing all right. If you go to NFL, if you go to nhbowl.com, you'll see I'm in first place in totals, but nowhere to be found in straight picks. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Chris, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
holidays.
And listen, give me a call after the show. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
Jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
All right, we're back here. Thanks for hanging out with us through the break. And thanks to Chris for coming on to us. You can listen to Chris and Mike. They're on After Us on the scorecard on WFAS. So After Us, don't touch that dial. Or stay on their website, whatever, however you're listening. Listen to them. They cover high school sports, college sports in the local New York area. They also cover the MMA. Ever so popular. It's knocking people out. It's great stuff. So we're going to do our quick hit segment. This is a new thing we're doing now, but we're going to do it towards the end of the show, I think, from going on here.
Most of the time, we're probably going to hit it after the break.
But we'll see.
Something Roy came up with, and I liked it last week. I wish we could have kept going. It was fun.
Yeah, so it was good stuff. So quick hits first. Les Miles, coach at LSU, becomes the number one Twitter coach, most followed coach in college sports. Does this matter?
No. Who cares? I don't even like Les Miles. Yeah, he's a good football coach, but he coaches LSU, and I don't like the way they play ball sometimes.
The Big East. See, I think it might matter Because for recruiting purposes, kids are into that social network thing. That's the only reason why.
Well, you know what? It's not going to hurt him, but guess what? If you're the head coach at LSU, you're going to get anybody you want anyway, as long as their grades are decent.
Does he really go to the to scouting meetings and say, you know, we have a great team, but guess what?
But I'm
do you
on
know
Twitter.
How many followers
hey,
I have?
Hey, do me a favor. Just tweet me, will you?
I'm just saying, it might work. All right, next up, the Big East Conference.
Right.
The seven schools voted to end the conference. Is this a big deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal because it's. I think this whole thing's churning up all of college athletics. And the reason I know that is because East Carolina, my alum, is now in the Big East.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know, we're Big East power. I mean, it just doesn't, you know, you lose your identity when this stuff happens. Don't you think?
No, yeah, absolutely. The seven schools that formed it, they were Catholic schools. So the whole conference was formed around Catholic schools and that whole thing. And then as it progressed, even before this breakup and before the big moves, they had lost their identity. They said that basketball built the conference, football tore it apart. And I couldn't agree more. I grew up a Georgetown fan, so.
Well, can I tell you what? I'm glad that somebody's mad at football coaches for change because mm-hmm. they've screwed all of male athletics in NCAA Division I.
It hurts.
And that is the truth. And if you don't believe that, give me a call sometime. I'll burn your ear out.
It hurts. Steve Nash returns to the LA Lakers.
Unbelievable.
They've been on a little bit of a slide. Will Nash back? Will that matter for the LA Lakers?
Absolutely. He'll bring kind of a, in my opinion, what Nash brings is a steadiness mm-hmm. to both sides of the ball. Now, he's not a great defensive player,
yep.
but he can run an offense, and that looks to be the problem they're having.
Yeah, Mike D'Antoni. Yeah. This is the reason why they brought him in for Steve Nash.
Exactly.
This is the offense. I think it'll matter a big deal. Now, what was he going
to
say?
It looked like they were going to lose to the Wizards about a week ago.
Yeah, that won't happen. But the guy, Michael Phelps, that's the name I'm trying to get. He was voted as the player of the year or athlete of the year over LeBron James. Not the Sports Illustrated version. It was a different vote. Do you agree with the voting?
You know what? It was an Olympic year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with it.
Yeah, I'm cool
because LeBron's LeBron. LeBron could, you know, LeBron's going to win so many awards, doesn't matter.
Yeah, LeBron got a gold, but
is going to be Phelps' last.
Yeah, he was on a team event.
This should be Phelps' last award, except for the Subway, you know, Player of the Year
mm-hmm.
every year because he's a Subway guy.
Now, Russell, this is the last one. Okay, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Russell Wilson. Everyone said he was too short.
Impossible.
Should the NFL rethink their height constraints, considering Drew Brees was short and now Russell Wilson's short?
I think anybody that wants to be successful has to throw that out the window because for one thing, they spread everybody out so much mm-hmm. today. If you've got a guy that rolls out and sprints out like Wilson does, there was a thing on Twitter that was a YouTube
yep.
thing that showed Russell scrambling mm-hmm. to music. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen this week. Russell Wilson, you got to understand, he went to NC State, North Carolina State University, and the head coach there, who was from Boston College, O'Brien, didn't want him playing baseball and being a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he do? He transfers to Wisconsin,
yep.
and he becomes a star up there.
Yeah, he does.
He's unbelievable. And he gets to keep playing baseball. He plays baseball in the spring and summer every mm-hmm. year. He decided, you know, he lost his dad not long ago.
Yeah.
Dad died of diabetes, basically problems. His father was a great athlete, went to Dartmouth. His great-great-grandfather was a slave. I mean, this guy is one of the most remarkable people you'll ever meet in your entire life. And where does he end up? Fourth round. Was it fourth or third round? It was either late third round
yeah,
or fourth
it was,
round.
It was a mid-round.
But he gets picked late. I mean, he's picked so late, it's unbelievable. Makes the team. Who picks him? Pete Carroll.
Yep.
Why? Because Pete's a winner. Because
mm-hmm.
Pete looked at this kid and went, you know what? I don't care if he's 5 feet tall. He is completing passes. He is making first downs. And I've got a good defense. So this is my guy. Not only is he doing a great job with the offense, he doesn't turn the ball over.
You know who's not getting any credit in this whole situation?
General manager.
I would say, and people are going to laugh at me, but Tim Tebow and Fox last year put in this offense and went to the playoffs with it.
Right.
I think everyone sees that and they say, hey, if I had a better passer than Tebow, maybe this thing could really work.
Well, Baylor ran it too.
RG3. Well, it's been all over the college system for years.
Well, I mean, West Virginia runs something similar to that.
Yeah, Pat White ran
it. And where is Pat White now? I know you interviewed him on Sports Man Cave a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
but what is he going to do? Didn't he sign with somebody recently?
No, he owns a company. It's called Pro Reports. They keep track of professional athletes.
That's too bad. He was a baseball player, too.
Yeah, he got drafted by the Angels, and he got drafted by the Dolphins.
This guy played in Miami for a couple of years. One of the greatest athletes I ever saw play. Didn't have blinding speed.
Yeah, was
wasn't very big, but you know what he was? Great kid.
He was. He was awesome.
Great kid.
He's a great guy. We've emailed back and forth a couple times. I've interviewed him a couple times.
He made enough money to put it away and start his own company. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He'll probably make more money than 95% of the pro athletes out there.
Yeah, so Pros Report, go to that, prosreport.com, check it out. But I think that I'm dead serious. Tim Tebow and that offense that went to the playoffs.
Right.
Everyone saw that and they said, okay, maybe this can work in the pro level. Because before at college level, oh, that's a college sport. That'll never work here. RG3 runs it. We saw the 49ers go to Colin Kaepernick, and they run it.
It takes the aggressiveness away from the linebackers.
Russell Wilson doing it.
The linebackers sit back on their heels because they don't know who's going to end up with the ball.
Because it's a passing league, right? So now everyone's pinning their ears back and rushing the quarterback. So how do you stop that pass rush? How do you stop that?
Run the ball.
You run the ball, but you can't run the ball out of a traditional set anymore. So, hey, you know, this read the end. Get those defensive ends who have their ears pinned back coming at you. Get them to think twice for 1 second with a little shotgun pistol play action.
It'll be really interesting later today, Roy, to see how much the Redskins do with RG3 off of that knee injury.
Yeah.
But if you see him rolling out and you see him keeping the ball and you see him with play action and throwing, he's fine.
I think the league's going to be split half and half. You're either going to have a very good pocket passer, like Cincinnati seems to have one now in Andy Dalton, or you're going to see more and more of this pistol formation, these quarterbacks like Cam Newton's there. I think Tim Tebow will get the starting job in Jacksonville.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick's in San Francisco. Russell Wilson's in Seattle. RG3's in Washington.
Right.
I think you're going to see somebody out in Arizona. I would like to see Arizona go after one of these kind of guys and run this pistol. Could you imagine opening up Larry Fitzgerald?
Well, now you see why Arizona wanted so badly to sign Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. Because they needed a quarterback.
Peyton Manning.
They needed a quarterback. For the first time in generations. Oh, my head. The dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you. And protect home ownership. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back with more.
Though you're with somebody new, thought I'd send a card to say, wish this joyous holiday would find me close to you.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to brucehallsports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here.
Yes, we are.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. That's us.
Merry Christmas, if I don't see you Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas to you.
You know what I love about Christmas? You can say Merry Christmas for like 3 weeks.
It's very tough to catch me on Christmas, though, because I'm a traveling man. Now, I wish I could sleep on Christmas. Are you kidding me? I will probably be up all night.
Celebrate. Well, when you got little kids, you celebrate Christmas in like 10 different locations.
I want to take time to thank
National Association of Realtors. They picked me up for another year as one of my main sponsors, and I want to thank you for that. Matt, thanks you. Everybody, thanks you. And listen, we'll do our best to make you continue to be the number one deal in the country. I'm going to tell you something. They have more members in the NAR than they do in any other organization. They have 1.3 million members.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. I'm a member. I'm a realtor. I'm still a broker. Every 2 years, I take my law. You know, I take my continuing education, they call it, so I don't lose my license, because you can always sell real estate. There's an old, and people in New Jersey and New York will laugh when they hear this. There's an old joke on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. State Highway Patrolman pulls over a young lady one night.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her 20s and, you know, fairly attractive, and it's about 8:30, 9 o'clock. He goes, "Excuse me, ma'am, you were speeding there." She goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, officer, I was kind of in a hurry." He goes, "Can I see your real estate license?" She goes, "Real estate license? Why do you want my real estate license?" He says, "Well, everybody's got a real estate license down here. Not everybody has a driver's license." So it's a pretty funny joke.
That's from really
North
funny.
Carolina. Yeah, you're dying laughing. You're dying laughing. Hey, listen, let's go to the next game.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Where are we? We are on. Yeah, that was the punchline, goofball. Carolina, Oakland.
We just did that.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? But I need to talk about.
You're
it.
Right. You're right.
I need to talk about. It. We didn't talk about.
You
it.
Didn't
listen,
pick.
There are two defensive linemen, both defensive ends. For Carolina, Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson, they have 21.5 sacks so far this year. They're getting ready to break Julius Peppers and the other guy from down there, mm-hmm. that had 22 one year. They're getting ready to break that today. Raiders coming off a shutout win. We already talked about this. For those of you that are just listening to us for the first time, one other running back in the history of the NFL, only one guy has over a 5 yard per carry average with a minimum of 1,000 carries. And that's D'Angelo Williams and Jim Brown. Can you believe that? D'Angelo freaking Williams. No wonder they gave him. What did they give him? $20 million?
They gave him way too much.
They gave the other guy, Jonathan Stewart, too much money, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then what did they do? Nothing.
I don't understand what they're doing.
I think they saved
their... They don't even know what they're doing.
I think they saved their legs for next year.
Well, let's hope so, if you're a Panthers fan.
Because last time I checked, they're not in the playoffs. Carson Palmer. Talk to me about Carson Palmer. What's wrong with him?
I don't think anything's wrong with Carson Palmer.
How old is he? Is he 50?
He's pretty old.
Because he moves around the pocket worse than I would.
He's got bad knees. But honestly, I don't think anything's wrong with Carson Palmer. I like Carson Palmer in Oakland. I think that team is just so bad. There's Darren McFadden's been banged up all year. That's your crutch. If you're a quarterback, that's your crutch. I mean, he's going to pass the 4,000 yard mark on the season. I think that's
but that's becoming commonplace now. Well, 5,000 is the number now.
Yeah, 5,000 is the number. But 4,000, I mean, that's you're doing something.
3,000, you're a running quarterback. Yeah. Hey, pull up the weather down there for me because it's a little overcast here. I just wonder what it's like down there.
He's got 22 touchdowns this year, 3,900.
How many interceptions? The same amount, though? 20 interceptions?
I mean, his team's terrible, and he has no running game. They're constantly playing from behind, so those numbers are a little skewed. But
the Bengals got, like, 3 first-round draft choices for him.
Yeah.
What the Raiders, steal that was.
The Raiders are going the wrong way, but it's not Carson Palmer's fault.
No, it's definitely not Carson Palmer's fault. And I'm sure, you know, who would it be? What, the kid from Ohio State, what's his name? The backup guy.
Terrell Pryor?
Yeah.
There it is.
Is he ever going to be the guy there, you think?
No.
They say he's...
If
they go to that offense,
there
he will
is,
be.
What we were talking about last segment.
What is he, like 245 or something?
He could be a big kid. I mean, he was a big deal coming out of high school, and he played well in Ohio State. And if you're going to give the pistol a shot, why not give it to Terrell Pryor? But 22 touchdowns, 14 picks on the year.
Yeah, it's
not that bad.
No, it's not bad. But you know what?
An additional seven
fumbles.
What's
killed them is Bush and... McFadden.
Right. No running backs.
Yeah,
no running backs.
Hurt the whole game.
And the receiving core is poo-poo.
Well, I'm taking the Panthers minus the points for 4 stars, people. That I like that game. I just see that game being a 10-plus game. Let's go to the next game. And we know we did the next game, too.
Yeah, we did Cincinnati. Let's do Miami.
Yeah, let's do the next game.
Miami minus 4.5 over the Buffalo Bills. The total here is 41.5.
You know what I like in this game? I like the over. And the reason I like the over in this game is Miami scored 24 last week and made it look easy. They kicked a field goal, scored 3 touchdowns. Buffalo, to have any chance, wouldn't you say they need to score 28 points to win?
Yeah, they can do it.
So I see the over here. I think it's going to go over 41.5. I like Miami in this game. Am I crazy?
I love Miami here. You just got to do, Reginald. Give the ball to Reggie Bush, man. Bush is going to have a heck of a day. I'm telling you.
They're last in the league in defense, Buffalo. They're horrible.
They're really bad.
Are they
last? They're behind the Redskins?
Redskins, but the Redskins have made up ground recently.
They have, couple games,
The Bills were crushed by the Seahawks last week, 50-17, in Toronto. And earlier this year, they took a 14-0 lead against the Patriots, and they lost 52-28.
I mean, Buffalo's bad. There's no secret
there. They've given up 250 burgers this year, too. Some people don't see a 50 burger in their entire career.
I like Miami here. -4.5 is not one of my top plays, but if I did 7 top plays this week. If I did 8, I'd take Miami.
What do you think about Ryan Tannehill? Have you seen him play much?
I don't think he's the guy. He's had a good year.
They think he's the guy.
He's had a good year, but I wouldn't.
Philbin loves him. You know what he says?
Give me another year watching him, and maybe you're right. Philbin is great with quarterbacks.
Yeah, and
he had Rodgers, and he had the guy that got the big Matt Flynn.
Yeah, but
Seattle.
Think about this for 1 second, Roy, okay? His best receiver is Brian Hartline.
Well, so, I mean, it's not like he's got a bunch of guys running around. There's a guy named Best down there when he's healthy.
Well,
he's not bad.
They got rid of Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, well, they had to. He's a maniac.
I guess
so. Did you see him on the podium last week? He was crying.
He's calling out the pack.
Hey, I have one word for Brandon Marshall. Medication. Please.
Well, he's come out and he said that he's under medication.
Well, he needs to be. He wasn't. I'll bet he doesn't take his medication on game day because it probably slows him down. Yeah. I'm serious.
No, I believe
you. Because he was really, really in a bad place after the game just because he was so bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you see people like that, it worries me. Ryan Fitzpatrick, why did they pay him all this money? He's the slowest human being I've ever seen.
Well, he had them when they
signed
that deal.
He reminds me of John Hadel without all the yardage.
When he signed that deal, they were something like 6-1, something like that, 7-1.
5-1, 6-1, yeah. And then they lost like 6 in a row.
That's why you don't give contracts to guys in the middle of the season.
You don't give guys from Harvard.
That's why they're the Buffalo Bills.
Is he from Harvard?
Not something else. Yeah, he's a Harvard kid. He's smart.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't need, you know, that's
he's
great.
Smart guy.
Maybe he should be up in the box, in the booth.
Maybe. I mean,
Hey,
look, this is another thing. Buffalo Bills, you know who well, actually, they got rid of him. But Buffalo Bills had Vince Young at the beginning of the season. Do you think Vince Young could run that pistol spread?
I think Vince Young was that pistol spread.
Maybe.
No, absolutely. And you know what? Vince Young, it's not really beyond the realm of possibility that he comes back.
If I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm running the pistol.
When he was in college, his senior year, during that stretch run in the bowl game,
mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody better than him.
You couldn't
touch him. Forget tackling him. They couldn't get a hand on him.
Yeah.
Wasn't that amazing?
And he's out of the league now. Can you believe that?
Well, I believe it because sometimes you got to get your life in order before you can do anything. Let's go to the next game. And by the way, if you didn't already know, I was taking Miami for 4 stars.
Next up, the Green Bay Packers minus a very whopping 12.5 over the Tennessee Titans. 44.5 is the over-under.
You know, it's hard not to like the Packers when there's like a foot of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Mason Crosby, it's really hard to take the Packers minus 12.5 when your kicker can't kick a 30-yard field goal.
Yeah.
That worries me. But you know what? Tennessee, last week, Chris Johnson had about 130 yards, but 91 of them came on one carry. His other 20 carries, 23 yards. I'm taking Green Bay minus all those damn points just because they need the game. They really do, because Chicago is still right there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm not taking Tennessee, but the 12.5 scares me because
they're banged up.
Here's my thought process.
They're banged up. Yep.
The playoffs are coming. You're in the playoffs, Packers.
Yeah.
So,
but you want home field
advantage. You get a lead, and what do? You sit your guys. And they're going to sit on the lead, and Tennessee could backdoor.
You're absolutely correct.
That's what scares me with the 12.5.
Well, let me ask you this. A 44.5 point. Tennessee has one of the worst defenses in the league. Aaron Rodgers has thrown 32 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
He's got only 8 picks. His rating of 104.7 is best in the league.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson's out. That hurts. But Randall Cobb, what a monster this kid is. Do you know he's going to become the first NFL player? Probably 85% chance with 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 return yards in a season. James Jones, do you know? I didn't even realize that James Jones had 12 touchdowns.
Yeah, he leads the league, right?
Yes. I mean, it's almost like they just reload. It doesn't matter if somebody goes down. They bring in another guy, he runs a great route, he catches the ball, he runs for a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, I just think they're going to run this up because I think if the Packers sit, it's going to be next week.
Here's what scares me.
They got 2 games in a row.
Like I said, it scares me. Packers go up by 21.
When have you ever worried
some
about a back door?
They pull some guys, and Tennessee gets
thinking?
A late.
It's what you always worry about. I'm going to take them anyway. I think they're going to go big. I think the snow is going to get them all excited. I'm going to take them minus the points, but only for 3.
That's been my motto all year.
Only
if it's
for
over
3
10,
stars.
I don't play it.
I know. I hear you. Let's go to the next game. Matthew.
The Dallas Cowboys minus 2.5 over the New Orleans Saints. The total here is 52.
What a great game this is.
This is a very good, and it means a lot.
This is going to be a great game. And this is a 1 o'clock game because pretty sure it's a 1 o'clock game because Baltimore's on a 4. They're playing the Giants at 4:25.
1 o'clock game.
This will be perfect. I get back to the crib. I lay down. I get my lunch. I eat half my sandwich.
In Jerry's world.
I pray I don't fall asleep. And I watch this game and Red Zone Oh, wait. You know what? The Redskins-Eagles game's on. I don't want to watch that game. I'm afraid RG's going to go down.
Who else is on at one? Steelers-Bengals.
Steelers-Bengals is on at one. That's going to be a red zone 1-4.
Rams-Buccaneers, if you're feeling it.
Hey, if you've got Verizon and you've got Fios, you need to have Red Zone. Red Zone's phenomenal.
I have Verizon Fios. And I'm sorry if there's a Verizon rep here working, but listening. I don't like Verizon.
I got news for you. Don't say anything because their internet's been down for a week up there.
Has it?
If we start breaking up, I'm blaming you.
Is it Verizon? Are we Verizon?
Yes.
Oh, we're Verizon?
Yes, we are.
I like the internet. Roy, I don't like the TV.
Roy, pretend like this is about your job. Don't make any comments
It's probably the local channels because I only get one football game on my TV.
You're not in Howard County. I get the D.C. and Baltimore games. I love Fios.
I get one football game.
You know, this is all very exciting.
I get one football game. What is that? You feel my pain out there, 240-317-7294.
Call in.
That's the middle. That's why you got to come to Howard County.
Let me ask you a question. Roy,
yep.
Dallas all of a sudden is starting not to look like Dallas. They're starting to win games they're supposed to win, which is shocker.
Yeah.
They're winning in December. Now, Romo's always been pretty good in December anyway.
Yeah.
Well, he just never gets to the playoffs.
Beginning of the year, I said the Cowboys would win this division and with a 9-7 record.
I don't remember them playing any better than this recently.
And now they're in a very good position to do that. I think they lose today, though.
Well, you know what? Let me just say this about New Orleans.
I'm going against my previous projection.
Did you see what New Orleans did to Tampa Bay last week? Mm-hmm. They shut them out 41-0. Do you know how discerning that is?
If there's one team that's not going to lay down.
I had the over. It was 48.5. I can't even get 10 points out of Tampa Bay.
I told
10 points.
I told you a couple weeks ago, I said, Tampa Bay, I'm not sold. I don't like Tampa Bay.
Well, no. I understand why you're not sold, but it wasn't because of their offense, because they can't stop anybody.
Well, yeah.
Their defense is terrible.
Yeah, they're poo-poo.
Hey, guess what? Shiano went from being the best coach in the league.
Shiano!
All right, look, victory formation. Dig in.
This is our play. This is it.
Hey, hurt that center. Hit him.
This is our shining moment.
Hey, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back in a minute with more NFL and more fun.
Christmas time, I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus. And the reason is because I know a boy and girl, he never goes see.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
The Saints will never lay down.
Shiano!
Drew Brees, Drew Brees won't let a team lay down. He's that guy's a fire up, Tom. So I think the Cowboys are in trouble today.
This is going to be one of the most fun. First of all, New Orleans has nothing to play for. Except for pride. And listen, there's still talk about Sean Payton taking a job in Dallas. Now here's a scenario for you, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Play this with me for a second. Okay, let's role play.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is -2.5 today, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's basically because they're the home team. Who's been playing better lately, Dallas or New Orleans? It's about a toss up, wouldn't you say? They've both been playing better.
I think it'll be, yeah.
They've both been playing better, right? Okay, let's say Peyton doesn't want to go back to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Peyton wants the Dallas job. If Dallas gets beat by New Orleans today, that'll be Drew Brees doing that, correct?
Yeah.
All right, let's say Peyton gets the head job in Dallas after the season's over, okay? He wants to deal Tony Romo somewhere and bring Drew Brees in.
That would never happen.
I got a feeling it would.
That would never happen.
Why do you say that?
Well, Drew Brees just signed a big contract, didn't he?
No.
He did, didn't he?
It was I thought they're still waiting.
I'm gonna look that
Dallas
up.
Dallas is also a team that he likes might have to signed, have a big name quarterback for their entire career.
Plus Tony
Brees is
Tony
pretty
Romo,
damn good.
I had this Twitter argument with the world a couple weeks ago.
Drew Brees is as good as Tony Romo.
Yeah, but why would you trade for Drew Brees when you have Tony Romo? Tony Romo is a better quarterback than Troy Aikman was.
Well, I don't even want to get into that because
I'm just
we're talking
arguably
about,
you have one of the
can't,
best.
You can't argue apples and oranges. It's a different time.
No, wouldn't it's not
you,
that much.
Well,
of a
let me ask
time.
You that: who's better in the last 5 years, Drew Brees or Tony Romo?
Drew Brees.
Well, then why wouldn't you want him?
But Because you're going to – because Tony Romo is not –
you could put
– It's not worth it.
No, but Romo could go anywhere he wants and he'd get top dollars.
Yeah, but that – okay, so now you're going to have to cut Tony Romo
No, you wouldn't cut him. You'd trade him. And you think of what you'd get for Tony Romo.
Whatever you're getting for Tony Romo is just going right down the toilet and whatever you're giving to get Drew Brees.
Never mind. This conversation is beyond you. Let's just keep going.
$100 million contract.
I'm just telling you, you could put Peyton and Brees together somewhere besides New Orleans.
He just signed a 5-year, $100 million contract.
Okay,
with
that's
the Saints.
Fine. No, you'd have to trade him, and somebody have to work something out. So he's not going anywhere.
No.
So Peyton's coming back.
Peyton will be.
So who's going to get the Dallas job when New Orleans beats them today?
Do you want it?
I don't want the job.
No.
I like Jerry. I'd work for Jerry.
What about this?
What?
John Gruden.
Gruden's going to Philadelphia.
What do you think?
He's going to Philly. He used to ride his bicycle to Philly and look at film at 4 a.m.
I tell you where Gruden's not going. Detroit.
Oakland.
Detroit.
Well, who would go to Detroit?
Last night on Monday Night Football. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
no.
I saw everything that
he said
you're talking about. Yeah.
The Calvin Johnson breaking Jerry Rice's record doesn't mean anything. He said that the Lions are not in the playoffs.
Well, it's his opinion. He can say it. He's paid millions of dollars to say what he wants to say.
But I'm saying, if you're going to say something like that, and the Dallas and the Detroit position opens up for head coach, John Gruden's not on your short list.
Well, yeah, but let me say this. I think Gruden can pick where he goes. I really do. I think that there'll be more than one team out there wanting John Gruden. There's been more than one team that's talked to Gruden in the last 2 or 3 years, and he's just said no.
I honestly think Gruden's going to stay with ESPN. I think he's going to stay doing the Monday night gig.
I'd love to see him stay. You know, he's 50 now. He's 50 years old.
He's got a great gig.
He looks like he's 30.
I mean,
a kid.
The Monday night gig, that's arguably how John Madden made all of his.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, you know.
I mean, John Madden,
you know
was he a great coach? Yes.
Yeah,
but
you know what coaches made back in the 60s?
Right.
Nothing.
Everything that he made out of it was off the football field. Mm-hmm. It was in a booth or through the video game stuff. That's where John Madden became John Madden.
Gru's going to Philly because he's got the attitude for Philly.
I think he stays in ESPN the more I think about it. He's got the Madden job.
Okay.
He could come out of the video game. John Gruden.
No, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
2014.
And it's a lot less stress and a lot more sleep.
Yeah, a lot more money.
Hey, listen, I'm giving the Dallas kicker the edge. He's a better kicker than Hartley. I like the Cowboys here. I'm taking them for 3 stars. I know you're on. Are you on New Orleans?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next game. Matthew.
The New England Patriots. -14, taking on the future home of Tim Tebow and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Total here is 50.5.
You know, I was really hoping. I had the over the other night when New England came back and scored all those points to tie it up. But what a monsoon that was.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
I'm sorry.
They tie it up. They tie it up. They go into the end zone. And look what happens. 15 seconds later, they get beat.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That was rough.
Now, Gronk is back, but he's probably not going to play today.
Well, they got Aaron Hernandez, and they're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. You need to rest Gronkowski. There's no reason why he should play.
No, he's not going to play.
You can beat the Jaguars with your backup quarterbacks and backup running backs.
Here's my point. I'm going to make. All right. Let me
practice
just
squad.
All right. Let me say this right now. Okay. You're Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
You like the point spread. I mean, you know what it means.
14.
Okay. You just got beat the other night, embarrassed on national television by the San Francisco 49ers. Okay. Now you're going to Jacksonville, where it's probably nice.
They were embarrassed.
And really, Jacksonville is not – there's no home field advantage for Jacksonville and Jacksonville. And there's going to be more New England Patriot fans in Jacksonville than there are Jacksonville fans. All right, do you run it up here or do you shave points? I just want to know which one.
What do I do here?
If you're Belichick, do you get up
by 21?
I asked you a very simple question. Do you shave or do you run it up?
So I'm Belichick?
Yeah. You're gonna win 40 – 5-10, or are you going to win 28-20?
Which is it?
Well, as the New England Patriots, we're just going to play out there, and we're just going to try and win. And whatever that means is what we're going to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, you know what I say? I say they're going to run it up.
That's
they're going to run it up. Brady's got 30 touchdowns. He's looking for 40.
Well, if you don't want me to run up a score, then just stop me.
Hey, Wes Welker will be the first. Hey. Wes Welker, with one more reception, with one more 10-reception game, will tie the NFL record held by Jerry Rice. of 10 reception games. That's pretty good for a little guy from Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Jaguars have no running backs to speak of that are healthy anymore. Chad Henne's done okay at quarterback, but he has no receivers to throw to. They've lost 3 games in a row to Buffalo, the Jets, in Miami by a combined 47 points. That's an average. That's an average of 16 points a game. Don't look for a close game here. Take the Patriots minus the points.
Jacksonville is the laughingstock of the NFL right now. They changed their colors officially at the beginning of the season to try to sell new jerseys. They brought in the new owner came in and tried to change things around. You know, they did the whole cheerleading thing. They changed the uniforms. They did the calendars, and they've done all these kind of things to try to grasp media attention. None of it's worked.
Tebow.
Nobody cares.
All they had to do is pick Tebow up.
You bring Tim Tebow in.
They'd have filled it up. And here's they'd have filled it up every game.
You make him the starter. What's that going to do? Generate revenue. If you win, you sell tickets. If you lose, you know what you do? Hey, we had a good run. Let's pack it up and move to L.A.
Hey.
I'm serious.
Hey, listen. If you lose, you see Roy G. and Bruce Hall with a bunch of damn mannequins sitting in seats for 50 cents a piece.
That's right. But Tim Tebow is the sheep here. Okay, he has his endorsement deals from New York, so he has all the underwear ads, and he's going to be all over billboards. That's not going to go away if he goes anywhere else. That's there.
Right.
Okay, so he goes to Jacksonville. He's getting paid from all over the place. He goes to Jacksonville, gets his last shining hope of starting, so he'll do it. Jacksonville, what do they have to lose? You're going to start Chad Henne? How many Chad Henne jerseys do you think you're going to sell? You know,
I don't even think I've ever seen a Chad Henne jersey that wasn't a Dolphin jersey.
Exactly. You're not going to sell any Chad Henne jerseys. You're definitely not going to sell any Blaine Gabbert jerseys. So you give up a fourth-round pick. You bring in Tebow. You sell 100 billion jerseys. And it's in his hometown, so all of his family are actually going to come to the game, so you're selling tickets.
Do you know when Roy, listen to me. Do you know when the last win Jacksonville ever got against New England was?
Was it Mark Brunell and Natron Means back in the day?
1999.
It was. There it is. Mark Brunell, Natron Means. That was my team. I'm dead serious. I had a lot of Jacksonville Jaguar stuff growing up because
Mark Brunell, he worked out well here in Washington.
My grandma, well, he was a running quarterback.
He was terrible.
We got him when he couldn't run.
I know he was.
And then the Jets got him when he couldn't read.
Do you know his father? Do you know his father coached him in high school?
I didn't know
his father's a coach. I met his father. His father looks exactly like him, only he's a foot shorter. Mm-hmm. Nice guy. Met him in Tampa.
The Jaguars, they were the wild card that year. They got it off of a missed extra point against, the Bengals last game of the season. They walked in.
Well, let's go to the next game because this game's making me depressed. It's boring.
Next up, the Houston Texans.
By the way, I'm taking New England minus all those damn points for a whole bunch.
You know my thing. No, over 10, I'm not taking it.
I don't care.
Houston Texans minus 7.5 over the Minnesota Vikings. The total here is 45.
You know, the Vikings need the game. They're still technically in it. Mathematically, mm-hmm. they're in it.
That's true.
They've got Adrian Peterson. He needs 271 yards mm-hmm. or 274 yards to break Eric Dickerson's NFL record.
Yep.
So he's probably going to get another 150 or so today, don't you think?
No.
You don't think he's going to get any yardage against Houston?
I don't think he'll get 150. I think he'll run for about 80. He'll get a touchdown, and I think Houston, I think Aaron Foster.
So give me the over-under, and I want to bet you, and I want to take the over
Aaron,
or the under.
I think Aaron
What's the over-under?
Who do you,
Yardage.
I, 80. I said 80.
All right, well, I'll take the over.
Okay, I have
you
Aaron.
Take the under.
I have Aaron Foster.
God, that was easy money.
I have Aaron Foster rushing for 150 yards today.
I love Aaron Foster.
The Minnesota Vikings rush defense is terrible.
Yeah, they got their pass defense
terrible.
Isn't all that great either.
Terrible.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
I've got good music on my radio. Well, I feel so fine.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So we got a couple games to knock out very fast before we get to the game of the day.
This is going
to
be real quick.
We're going to knock them out.
Tampa-St. Louis. Don't even watch it.
St. Louis plus 3.
Why would you even watch this game? Two teams going in opposite directions. Tampa got shut out 41-0 last week. St. Louis is going to get better. They got draft choices galore. Don't watch it. Don't pay attention
probably
to it.
Probably won't even be on TV.
Don't play it. Next game. This is Denver minus 12.5 over Cleveland. Total's 41.5. I love Denver here, and I'll tell you why. Their last two games were at home. Peyton Manning has done a phenomenal job. I thought he was going to go into Baltimore and lay down 2 weeks ago. They didn't.
No.
They went in there and beat the crap out of the Ravens, killed me that day. I'm taking Denver. Listen, if a rookie backup quarterback from Washington can beat up the Browns in Cleveland last week, there's no doubt in my mind Peyton Manning is going to cover this 12.5-point spread. Now, Roy, this is one of those backdoor situations. Yeah. You could get backdoored here if they pull Peyton out. Yeah. That's the only way you're going to get backdoored.
Yeah, but the defense in Denver is good enough to stop the lack.
Well, you know what they're also doing?
Cleveland.
They're playing for records. Yeah. They're also playing for incentive bonuses.
I like Denver.
When you're getting paid for sacks and for tackles behind the line of scrimmage, when you're a defensive lineman, buddy, you're going for it. Let's go to the next game. We're taking the Broncos.
Chicago Bears minus 6 of the Arizona Cardinals. This is one of my top plays. I like the Bears here a lot. The Arizona Cardinals are terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible, but they won last week. They won big last week.
Yeah, they're still really bad.
They won 36-10 or 38-10.
Yeah, they did.
They came back from a beating they took the week before, but that doesn't mean anything. Mm. Look, Kenny Wisenhunt is probably coming back for at least one more year. I found this out through my guy out there. Jess Root feels like he's coming back. He's not 100% sure, but he's about 90% sure he's coming back. Mm-hmm. I love Wiz. He's got no quarterback.
No.
Ryan Lindley last week, are you ready for these numbers? 13 for 17 for 101 yards and one interception.
Who's Ryan?
And he won by 28 points.
Who's Ryan Lindley?
Exactly. My point is he's their starting quarterback.
Is he the Louisiana Lafayette quarterback?
Now you know why Arizona courted Peyton Manning so closely.
Yeah.
They wanted him. They needed a quarterback. They didn't get it. All right. I'm leaving this game alone.
I got Chicago.
You're taking Chicago. Yeah. I'm passing
plus
on this ugly game. Next game.
All right. Here's the game we've all been waiting
for. This is the game.
The Giants minus 2.5. Some lines have it at 3 at the Baltimore Ravens. 47 is the over-under.
If some cat for Baltimore, I forget his name, but he was brought up from the Bills, and he drops a pass. You remember the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah,
he
Lee
drops,
Evans.
Yeah, Lee Evans drops a pass in the end zone. This is the Super Bowl game last year.
Last year, yeah.
Giants-Baltimore. This is a great game. The Giants have to win. Clark Judge, who was going to be on the program earlier and would have been great. Clark's a great guy. He's sick. He couldn't come on today. He's having problems with his voice like I normally are. And, you know, he seems to think this is the Giants' spot. The Giants seem to, after they lose, always come back very strong. They lost last week. They have to win today. Baltimore, because Pittsburgh got beat last week and hurt me again, they don't have to win to be in the playoffs. So there is that little bit of, relaxation for Baltimore. Giants they can't relax.
You're right that the Ravens, they're in the playoffs, but they're fighting for the division. Okay, this team is beat up. They need a home field advantage for at least one game going into the postseason here.
Right.
Because they play so bad on the road.
Right.
And they have that comfort zone at home. They need this win. I'm going to say they need this win because there's a game out in Pittsburgh right now between the Bengals and the Steelers. That means a heck of a lot, especially with the Bengals coming into Baltimore next week. So that's right, especially. So I think the Ravens need this game. They're at home. Okay, now they've had 2 weeks to get used to the new offensive up-speed tempo. They're starting to put in a little bit more here and there. Ray Rice is going to have a big game. I don't care about the defense, who is playing, who's not playing. That defense sucks anyways.
Boy,
I got the Ravens plus 3.
Can I ask you a question? This is important. Have you ever seen a defense get bad faster than Baltimore has in the last 2 years?
You're talking season to season.
Yeah. I mean, they just see, they had a lot of guys go as free agents and left.
Yeah.
I mean, there were several.
Yeah.
And then it looked like they had everything covered. Then their better cover guys go down.
Yeah.
People are injured.
Yeah.
You got
both corner, both starting.
But you got Ray
out.
Lewis, who's 38 years old, and he's done now.
Well, you let walk your backup guys, who were your fill-in guys, who were great.
Yeah,
and there are other places. They're in Indy, looking good in Indy, and then your backup, then your starters, who were the reason why you let those guys go down, and they're hurt. So now you have your backups,
right?
In So now you're essentially playing with third string guys because you let your second string and your fill in guys go in the offseason. So, and then you're playing without your starting corners. Ed Reed's playing with one arm. Ray Lewis is banged up, and he's your emotional
guy. Ray Lewis isn't playing. He's done for good. So, he's done.
And then Terrell Suggs
is 60%, maybe 50?
Terrell Suggs, who is the reigning defensive.
He's got a torn tricep still. Yeah. He's hurt. They're all hurt.
And then Haloti Ngata's banged up.
Well, you know what?
Who's been the guy in
the middle. All you're doing is telling me why I'm right to be on the Giants.
But
I'm
saying it doesn't. The defense doesn't matter to me. Because let's say you do have the guys that you do have on the seat, you've had them all season.
Does this have anything to do with the fact that you had the Giants last week and they lost?
Maybe.
Because you did.
Yeah, I did.
Well, don't give up on them in 1 week. I think the Giants have a better chance to win this game than the Ravens.
The Giants haven't showed me anything the last couple weeks. They haven't showed me anything. They've been an emotional team, up and down. That's not a traditional.
They didn't show anything against the Packers when they destroyed them.
That's what I mean. They've been too up and down, too inconsistent.
Well, that's the point.
That's not a Giants team,
but
though.
But this is their up week.
That's not what the Giants, though, traditionally, the good Giants teams, the ones that we've seen the last couple
the
years.
You mean the 9-7 one that everybody wrote
been,
off last
But they've
year?
Been consistent. They've played good on defense, and they've done enough on offense.
Well, their defense
is laying down.
Well, they're banged up, too.
So that's why I don't care about the Baltimore defense, because the Giants defense is just as banged up, and they're giving up just as much.
Then shouldn't we be on the over here at 47? I think I am.
Yeah, I think we just talked ourselves into
I think
into
you
got
to tease that down to 37 and take whoever you like and take another game and play games and have fun.
I think you're right.
I think you're right, too. You know what? This could be an overtime game. This could be a – you know what? This may come down to the kickers.
Yeah.
And you know who has the best kicker? Baltimore. That kid's good.
Yeah, Justin Tucker.
He knocks crap
He's
out
man.
Of the ball. Yeah, he is.
I'm telling you, I think this is going to be a very high scoring. This is going to be like the Cowboys-Redskins game a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those kind of games.
Could be like the Cowboys-Saints game today.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Cowboys-Saints game today, listen, Drew Brees is coming to play. They're going to score some points. You know what? Tease this total down to 37. Tease that other total down to 41 and take whichever team you want and get your 10 points. And you could have a lot of fun watching football today.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over real quick over the picks that we had. Indy, Kansas City, you love Indianapolis.
I do. That's
and
my,
you talked
that's
me
my
into
straight
them.
Straight
I'm leaving Washington, Philadelphia alone. I like the Jets. You don't like anybody in that game.
I don't like the Jets enough.
I like McElroy.
I like the Jets, but I don't like them enough. I think McElroy goes down in the first half.
I'm
the
taking
Jets.
Carolina.
Yell for Tebow.
You're not taking anybody in that game.
Carolina? I wouldn't take Carolina if you had a gun in my head.
Now, you're taking Cincinnati. I'm not.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
Miami, I'm taking. Do you like Miami?
I like
you do.
Miami, yeah.
Green Bay, I'm taking.
Me too.
You're not.
I like Green Bay to win, but anything over 10, remember? That's
all right,
me.
Now here's the difference between me and you. I'm taking Dallas. You're taking New Orleans.
New Orleans.
All right. We got a five guys bet here.
All right.
New England, Jacksonville, we're taking them to run it up.
Yeah.
Because we can run it up. We're
That's
on the road.
The exception
we're
to the
on
rule.
The road. We can't really do what we want to do. So yeah. we're going to run it up.
That's right.
Houston, Minnesota. You like Houston?
I like Houston.
I don't like either team in this game.
Houston's going the wrong direction right now, but Minnesota's defense is so bad that I think this is the game that Houston needs
All
to
right,
get
back Tampa on track. Bay game. You're taking Shiano.
No, I'm not. Don't give me Shiano. Don't give me that.
No. You're playing him to injure somebody in the last play of the game
yes,
in victory formation.
Victory formation.
Denver, Cleveland. 12.5. Over to Cleveland Browns. I'm taking Denver and Peyton.
Too many points, but I like Denver.
I'm running it up. I think Peyton's going to do it. That could be a backdoor situation.
Yeah.
Chicago, Arizona.
Chicago all day. It's one of my
top
plays.
Yeah, you like them. You know what? In my opinion, this is going to be a big, hard-hitting defensive game.
Yep.
There's you know what? Have you seen Chicago lately? They look lost.
I was in Chicago two
but
weeks
they're
ago.
But they're lost.
Yeah, they're up and down. It's all about Jay Cutler in line. It's all if they play a team who can rush the passer, they're screwed. And Arizona can't do really anything. So
have you seen that commercial with Cutler and his fiance or his wife?
Uh-uh.
You haven't seen that? You gotta watch NFL Network
Jay
more.
Cutler.
I'm passing on this game. You like Chicago, I don't blame you. I'm taking the Giants. You're taking Baltimore.
I'm taking Baltimore.
You know what? And we're both taking the over.
My natty right? bows.
We're both taking the over. Let's look at these overs one time. Real quick while we got everybody on the horn.
I got one over, but we talked ourselves into the second over with the Giants. And
yeah.
The Ravens.
Indy, Kansas City, I'm going to leave it alone. Washington, Philly, I'm going to leave that total alone. Although over is probably the number.
Yeah, that's probably the play.
Jets San Diego, I'm leaving that alone. Carolina Oakland, we like the over there.
That's one of my top plays.
Listen, that's a hedger. If you like Carolina, you play them for the big play. If you want to hedge a little bit just to cover your butt, take the over 48.
The Raiders, that's been their MO is the team gets and Carolina, their pass defense is terrible.
They can't play any defense. Problem with the Raiders, they got shut out by Kansas City last week, but we won't think about that. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. You know, if that goes any way, it's going to go over.
Raiders beat Kansas City, didn't they?
No. The Raiders did beat Kansas City. My point is that, never mind. Miami, Buffalo. I had it backwards.
You did.
Miami -4.5 over Buffalo. The total's 41.5. I said that if you're going to go any direction there, it's got to be over.
Yeah.
Green Bay, Tennessee's got to be over, but I'm leaving it alone.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because it could be a Green Bay shutout.
I put it on one of my top plays and deleted it as soon as I wrote it.
Could be 38-0. Could be 41-0.
I don't think Tennessee puts up enough.
Dallas, New Orleans, it's got to go over 52.
I like the over.
It could go over 52 at halftime.
If it doesn't, if it's not starting to go over, they'll shut the door. They'll shut the roof and they'll let the quarterbacks play.
New England at Jacksonville. That's neither.
No, Jacksonville.
I'm going to leave that total alone. Houston, Minnesota, I'm leaving that total alone. Denver, Cleveland.
Jacksonville has a better shot at winning if they play their cheerleaders.
No total. Chicago, Arizona, I like the under. And I love the over in the Giants-Baltimore game. Roy, what are you doing for Christmas?
Running all over the place. I'll be all over the tri-state.
Matthew, what are you doing for Christmas? For the holidays.
I'll be doing the same thing, running all over the place, taking the kids wherever they
want to
go.
Well, listen, we want to say to our listening audience, you have a great holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
We'll be back before New Year's. It won't be next year.
And we hope you had a happy Hanukkah. We know that was a couple weeks ago.
All right. We'll talk to you later. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion saying goodbye.